Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today, the great Aretha Franklin is being memorialized at the Greater Grace Temple in Detroit. Please, networks, please rerun this tonight. Tributes from Smokey Robinson, Bill Clinton, the Reverend Al Sharpton.
We watched Aretha bear her cross down here. She had to sing with a broken heart. She had to work when she didn't get paid. She was a black woman in a white man's world. She bared her cross. She fought a good fight. Now it's time to crown the queen.
Well, let us do that with someone from her hometown. Aunt Alicia is the host of Essential Music on WDET in Detroit. Aretha's Was That. And we are sorrowful, but what's the feeling in Detroit this week?
Well, you know, what's been interesting in Detroit is there is such a celebratory feeling here about all that she left us, her incredible life, most of which she lived here in Detroit. I guess we're very gratified that the Queen of Soul is from our town, that she lived most of her life here, and that she left us with one heck of a catalog of music to listen to.
Well, let's do that. We know that she started singing gospel at the New Bethel Baptist Church in Detroit, where her father was the minister. And you want us to hear something from when she was 14.
Yes, there is an album that was released. It was recorded when she was 14 years old, and it was called Songs of Faith. And this particular recording informed us as to what was to come next. You can already hear her sounding like a mature artist far beyond her years.
Let's listen. This is While the Blood Runs Warm.
Yeah, so, you know, I will say this, listening to that music, you know, she became a conduit between the sacred and the secular. And that is something that I think resonated with her audiences. There was always this gospel feeling and this gospel root that informed everything that she did afterwards.
But in addition to her sound, you remind us we might be missing what a phenomenal writer and producer she was.
When she would go into the studio, not necessarily in the Columbia years where she made 10 albums, but when she got to Atlantic, when Jerry Wexler had a better idea of how to use Aretha Franklin's talents to the best for all of us, and her certainly, but when they were in the studio together, Aretha Franklin drove that bus very often. She knew what she wanted. She knew what she wanted to hear. She could tell people what to play. She would lay down the groove. She would sit at the piano. And so a lot of that gets missed in, you know, the incredible feeling of hearing her voice and, you know, all of these songs that are in our collective consciousness. So she was very much involved in how these songs came to be.
In fact, you've got five you've picked that she's credited with writing or co-writing. What we want to do is just hear a little montage now. Everybody's going to recognize them. These are songs, you know, where you're going to hear her voice, but songs written or co-written by Aretha Franklin.
You better think. Sweet baby, there's something that I've just got to say. How you get the spirit? Yeah, how you get it in the dark?
That's Dr. Feelgood, credited to Aretha and her then-husband, Ted White. Spirit in the Dark by Aretha Franklin. Sweet, Sweet Baby Since You've Been Gone, Aretha Franklin. And again, Ted White on the credits there. Rocksteady, Aretha Franklin. And Think, credited to Aretha Franklin and Ted White. Now, Andalisi, Ted White, we see on the credits. What is the sense of his contribution?
These were written by Aretha Franklin by herself. And I've read in different places that was probably the case, that Aretha Franklin crafted all those songs and Ted White kind of got his name on there. And if you listen to some of the lyrics and, you know, their troubled marriage at the time, I think some of these songs were directed at him. I will also say that the song Daydreaming, if people wonder who that was about, it was released back in 1972. That song was written about Dennis Edwards of the Temptations.
Oh.
The kind of guy that would say, hey baby, let's get away, let's go someplace, huh, where I don't care. He's the kind of guy that should give you everything and trust your heart, share all of your love till death do you part.
Andalisi, everybody is thinking of their own moments. I'm hearing Don't Play That Song, you know, coming out of the radio.
Don't play that song for me, 'cause it brings back memories of days that I once knew, the days that I spent with you. Oh no, don't let it play it.
Oh no,
it fills my heart with pain.
Hey,
please stop it right away, 'cause I remember just what he said.
And what was a high point for you?
Well, there are so many, but I will say that the album Live at the Fillmore West, that was recorded live, an album she didn't want to do, but her producer at the time, Jerry Wexler, encouraged her to do it. It is an amazing, amazing live recording and shows Aretha Franklin at her best in front of a live audience. It is a stupendous collection of songs that were recorded live with the King Curtis Band, who could not have backed her up better.
Well, here's her live version of the iconic Respect off that album. And now, Andalisi, there are like 10 million people who will say they were there. The Fillmore was.
Of course, yeah. Of course.
We know you wanted to end with Old Landmark off Aretha Franklin's hit 1972 gospel album, Amazing Grace, recorded at the New Temple Missionary Baptist Church in Los Angeles.
Well, this was following Live at the Fillmore West, so she was getting ready almost to do another live album, and this was the one, and it is an incredible live album, just like Live at the Fillmore West. And this is a piece of music that will uplift you in every possible way. And if you like gospel music or you don't like it, you cannot help but listen to this and feel inspired and uplifted by it.
Host of Essential Music on WDET in Detroit. As we listen, by the way, Anne, I can't imagine the boom boxes, the city must be singing, the radio. Is she everywhere now this week?
She's everywhere, and I'll also mention that her album that came out in 1985, her 30 Greatest Hits on Atlantic, it is now in the Billboard Top 10 again. And sales of her music has risen 12,000% on that album alone this week.
Wow. Ann DeLisi, host of Essential Music on WDET in Detroit, thank you.
My pleasure.
From that Billboard-topping 30 Greatest Hits album, Aretha's version of the Beatles' Eleanor Rigby. It's here now.